Literature, page 150, exercise 2.
Neither here nor there. Travels in Europe. The days passed. At least 3 times a day I went for long walks and searched the sky for the northern lights. And in the evenings, I went out every hour to see if anything was happening yet. But it never was. Sometimes I rose in the night to look out of the window, but I never saw anything. Once or twice a day it would snow. Fat, fluffy snowflakes, like the ones you see in a Perry Como Christmas special. But the rest of the time, the sky was clear. Everyone told me it was perfect Northern Lights weather. You should have been here just before Christmas. Ah, fabulous, they would say, and then assure me that tonight would almost certainly be the night. About 11 o'clock you go out, then you'll see. But it didn't happen. On my 16th day in Hammerfest, it happened. I was returning from the headland after my morning walk, and in an empty piece of sky above the town, there appeared a translucent cloud of many colours. Pinks and greens and blues and pale purples. It glimmered and seemed to swirl. Slowly, it stretched across the sky. It had an oddly oily quality about it, like the rainbows you sometimes see in a pool of petrol. I stood transfixed. I knew from my reading that the Northern Lights are immensely high up in the atmosphere, something like 200 miles up. But this show seemed to be suspended just above the town. There are 2 kinds of Northern Light. The curtains of shimmering gossamer that everyone has seen in pictures, and the rather rarer gas clouds that I was gazing at now. They are never the same twice. Sometimes they shoot wraith-like across the sky, like smoke in a wind tunnel, moving at enormous speed. And sometimes they hang like luminous drapes or glittering spears of light, and very occasionally, perhaps once or twice in a lifetime, they creep out from every point on the horizon and flow together overhead in a spectacular, silent explosion of light and colour. In the depthless blackness of the countryside, where you may be 100 miles from the nearest artificial light, they are capable of the most weird and unsettling optical illusions. They can seem to come out of the sky and fly at you at enormous speeds, as if trying to kill you. Apparently, it's terrifying. To this day, many Lapps earnestly believe that if you show the lights a white handkerchief or a sheet of white paper, they will come and take you away. This display was relatively small stuff, and it lasted for only a few minutes. But it was the most beautiful thing I had ever seen, and it would do me until something better came along. In the evening, something did. A display of lights that went on for hours. They were of only one colour, that eerie luminous green you see on radar screens, but the activity was frantic. Narrow swirls of light would sweep across the great dome of sky, then hang there like vapour trails. Sometimes they flashed across the sky like falling stars, and sometimes they spun languorously. Sometimes the lights would flicker brightly in the west, then vanish in an instant, and reappear a moment later behind me, as if teasing me. I was constantly turning and twisting to see it. You have no idea how immense the sky is until you try to monitor it all. The eerie thing was how silent it was. Such activities seem to demand, at the very least, an occasional low boom or a series of static-like crackles. But there was none. All this immense energy was spent without a sound. I was very cold. Inside my boots, I wore three pairs of socks, but still my toes were numb, and I began to worry about frostbite. But I stayed and watched for perhaps 2 hours, unable to pull myself away. The next day, I went to the tourist office to report my good news to Hans, the tourism director, who had become something of a friend, and to reserve a seat on the following week's bus. There was no longer any need to hang around. Hans looked surprised and said, "Didn't you know? There's no bus next week. It's going to Alta for its annual maintenance." I was crushed. 2 more weeks in Hammerfest. What was I going to do with myself for 2 more weeks? "But you're in luck," Hans added. "You can go today." I couldn't take this in. What? The bus should have arrived yesterday, but it didn't get through because of heavy snows around Kertokeno. It arrived this morning. Didn't you see it out there? They're going back again today. Today? Really? When? He looked at his watch with the casualness of someone who has lived for years in the middle of nowhere and will be living there for years more yet. "Oh, in about 10 minutes, I should think." 10 minutes? I have seldom moved so quickly. I ran to the bus, begged them not to leave without me, though without any confidence that this plea was understood, ran to the hotel, threw everything into my suitcase, paid the bill, made my thanks, and arrived at the bus, trailing oddments of clothes behind me, just as it was about to pull out. The funny thing is that as we were leaving Hammerfest, just for an instant, I had a sudden urge not to go. It was a nice town. I liked the people. They had been kind to me. In other circumstances, I might just have settled down and stayed. But then I realized such thinking was crazy. It was time to return to Oslo and the real world.